Under the program, Colorado would, for the first time, have a uniform definition of what it means to be an effective teacher. Democratic State Senator Michael Johnston of Denver, a former principal himself, is the brainchild behind the new law. He says the evaluations will give teachers clear feedback and judge principals based on how well students are learning.
That'll be what makes good principals now, not whether or not they go to all the football games or break up fights in the cafeteria or, you know all the parents. Those are important too, but not nearly as important as being in classrooms supporting teachers.
Johnston's bill got unanimous support from Republicans when it passed the legislature last year, but it fractured Democrats, and the Colorado Education Association, the state's largest teachers union, lobbied against it. Mike Wetzel is a spokesman for the CEA. He says the group does support a statewide evaluation system and the overall goals of the bill.
Teachers know they do a good job. Teachers want to be evaluated. Teachers want to be able to show that they're effective in class.
But the sticking point is still what happens if a teacher isn't doing a good job. Under Senate Bill 191, teachers would lose the protections of tenure after having two consecutive years of a weak performance.
It wasn't really clear whether it was an improved teacher bill or if it was a fire teacher bill.
Supporters insist it's not the latter. Scott Mader is the superintendent of South Route School District in Northwest Colorado, one of the pilot districts. He says he still has concerns such as which tests will measure student growth and how the evaluations would distinguish between first-year teachers and veterans.
I'm not looking forward to a checklist. I'm looking forward to something that's more different categories of performance.
Ray School District on the Eastern Plains is also participating in the pilot program. Superintendent Marty Bassett says he recently got trained on the new principal evaluations. So far, he says he thinks it'll be more thorough than the evaluations he had been using, which he says were lacking.
Didn't go into very much detail, and it was hard to develop goals and a growth plan.
The pilot program for teachers won't roll out until next year. The State Board of Education still has to vote on the proposed standards in November and then send it back to the legislature for an up or down vote. Senator Michael Johnston says there are a lot of unanswered questions.
How much growth in a given year results in what evaluation score? How many categories of scores are there, and what scores help you earn progress towards tenure? What scores would have you lose tenure based on that ineffective scale?
Johnston says the state also needs to decide how teachers can appeal an evaluation. He says he wants something that's fair, but that doesn't clog the entire system. Republican Representative Tom Massey of Poncha Springs chairs the House Education Committee. He says he's glad the process is becoming more collaborative.
For the most part, we've realized that this is a system that in the long term will benefit both the people that will have to live under it and the people who benefit from it. A lot of the contention has been eased.
Colorado faces a wide achievement gap between students of different ethnicities and income levels, and high percentages of students fail to graduate from high school or need remedial classes in college. Mike Wetzel of the Colorado Education Association says he thinks defining effective teaching is a good first step, because without a clear definition, he says everyone is aiming for a different goal. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.